This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The coronavirus seems to be on everyone's mind today. In fact, 30 seconds ago, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News were all reporting on coronavirus. Hundreds of new cases are popping up around the world. We earlier had a total of 15 confirmed cases in the U.S. CNN, just a few seconds ago, was reporting 60 cases in the United States. The worries have even hit Wall Street. So we have some basic questions. How worried should we actually be? How do we prepare? We thought you might have them, too. So to help us answer them, John Auerbach is on the line from Washington, D.C. He is the president and CEO of Trust for America's Health and the former Massachusetts Commissioner for Public Health. He's also the former associate director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. John, welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A pleasure to be on the call.
So, you know, sometimes the first question to ask is, how big a deal is it?
Well, it's potentially a very big deal. I mean, we need to monitor this very carefully, but clearly the virus is spreading and spreading quite rapidly, and we're also monitoring how serious the illness is that people get when they get infected, and also how many people die. So what we're seeing so far is it's a serious pandemic and one that requires a lot of thought and planning.
So you said it's potentially a big deal. What are the signals or the tipping point that listeners are looking for when the word potentially drops out of that sentence? Do you understand what I'm asking you?
Sure. Well, what has happened so far is that the virus is clearly spreading around the country, and we've seen the number of cases in the United States increase as well. But in the United States, it's still a relatively low number of cases, and steps are being taken to contain it. Now, that may not be possible. Once it's no longer possible to contain the spread of the illness, once it's clearly reach the general public, then we reach a much different stage. Then we have to prepare.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, John. Who makes that decision? Who's the one that says, okay, this has reached the general public? Is there someone who will say that at some point, or is it just going to be a consensus moment?
I think there will be a continual information and update that come from the Centers for Disease Control. I think they will be nationally the experts with regard to what stage we're at. But I think it will be quite apparent, because I think at the point that we move from a relatively small number, like the number we have now, if we get to the point where we start to see very large leaps in terms of those who are confirmed, and we see many more states that have cases. Currently, we only have 7 states that have cases. But if we begin to see those numbers rapidly increase, I think it will be obvious. But the confirmation will come from the CDC, if not from the president.
So it's really rate of growth and sort of penetration across the states in the United States.
That's right. I mean, we see in the seasonal flu what widespread infection can occur. Even though it's very widespread in the United States, we take precautions against the seasonal flu. We tell people to wash their hands, to stay home if they're sick, and because there's a vaccine, we tell them to get vaccinated. So even if it spreads throughout the population, which we're not ready yet to say will happen, there are clearly important steps that can be taken for people to protect themselves.
So to that point, what should Massachusetts be doing to prepare, and what should people in Massachusetts be doing?
Well, the residents of Massachusetts are very fortunate because both with the leadership of the governor and with the leadership of the state public health department, there are experts who have been through infectious disease outbreaks of a serious nature in the past, including H1N1, the risks that we experienced with Ebola and Zika. So there are very highly skilled people who are already planning now at the Department of Public Health and in other places within the state government to take the necessary steps to prepare.
So, you know, a lot has changed in the last 24 hours. It feels like we've reached kind of this moment of crisis is not the right word, but certainly a different level of attention to it. As recently as a couple of weeks ago, you know, the predominant message was, hey, the flu is worse. You know, this is wait and see. Was that the right message a couple of weeks ago, given where we are now? Or should we have been more proactively blowing whistles and preparing before this?
I think the messages that were coming from the scientific experts in the United States at the CDC and the NIH were the right messages. They were saying, let's not get ahead of ourselves in terms of understanding the virus, the level of infectivity, the level of illness, how it spread. They were saying, let's make sure that we are paying attention to what we know versus what we fear. But clearly, a lot has been learned in the last few weeks about the nature of the virus, but also we've seen it spread rapidly. And so now it is appropriate, as CDC has recently said, that we consider the likelihood of spread throughout the United States to be inevitable. And that means we should kick up the level of preparedness to a higher level. That requires resources, which is why the debate in Washington is currently occurring about just how much money needs to be allocated now for states and locals to be ready.
So, John, in the last 10 to 20 seconds, the president will have a press conference this evening on this. What would you want the country to hear from the president?
I would want to hear that he has placed the direction of our response in the hands of the people who are the experts, the scientific experts, the medical experts at the CDC and the NIH. They know best how we should be fighting this kind of a pandemic. And I would hope he not only gives them the direction, but pledges to them that the resources necessary will be delivered to them and to states and locals so that they can respond.
Okay, we will continue to watch and follow this. That is John Auerbach, President and CEO of Trust for America's Health and the former Massachusetts Commissioner for Public Health, also a former Associate Director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up. I'm Tiziana Dearing. This is Radio Boston.